and thank you for joining us for Broncos TV Live. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. Mace obviously missed the shirt memo here for today, but the show must go on. Day 19 of Broncos camp, and Matt, things got a little bit extra physical today.
Yeah, I think they upped the intensity a little bit today at practice. We think about, you know, the last practice they had on Saturday, and Coach Kubiak came out and said it wasn't what he wanted from an intensity standpoint. The offense had more reps they had to do after practice today. Way different. I thought the offense looked very crisp, especially in one-on-one periods. Trevor Siemian finding Demaryius Thomas and guys like Mose Frazier over the middle. I thought he played extremely well. All three quarterbacks played well, Lynch and Sanchez included. And I also thought that, you know, things did get a little chippy there at the end. However, I do think that Coach Kubiak overall was much more pleased than he was on Saturday.
Yeah, we saw a little bit of a brouhaha, if you will, from Emmanuel Sanders and Chris Harris Jr.
Yeah, they got into it over on the left sideline toward the end of practice. They were going at it one-on-one with each other, and a flag actually flew during the play. It looked like Chris was getting a bit too physical with Emmanuel, and that seemed to, you know, that led to the scuffle. You had T.J. Ward, Bradley Roby, even Darian Stewart getting into the mix as well, and, you know, Harris and Sanders, they weren't sent back to the locker room, but you didn't see a lot of them from that point forward in the practice. And certainly Kubiak wanted to make sure that a message was sent that while he likes the intensity, you can't do that, because if you commit that kind of penalty during a game, 15 yards, you could cost your team the game if it's in the wrong situation.
Mace, you like the intensity there? You like that competitive nature, or you don't like it?
Oh, I like it, just because at this time, as long as it's channeled, as long as it's not something that becomes a bad habit that you have in a game. You know, look, it's been 2.5 weeks, nearly 3 weeks. It was day 19 of training camp. Like Kubiak said, they're getting tired of hitting each other, and, you know, the 49ers come in on Wednesday. It's going to be a good time to actually channel that intensity on somebody else.
Yeah, the Broncos have one more practice here before the 49ers come in on Wednesday and Thursday, but head coach Gary Kubiak says there's still plenty of questions that need answering.
This week's a big week for this team, I told them, because, I mean, we had a very competitive practice today. We're going to have two against the Niners. We're going to play them on Saturday. So, I mean, you're getting to the point where you got to start to answer those things. So, you know, we'll keep pushing. I'm really not going to treat this week any different other than the fact that our starters will play longer, you know. But as far as how we treat it, we treat all games the same.
Kubiak said he still needs to decide on rep counts for the quarterbacks for this week's game against the 49ers. And in other news today, we saw Vance Walker go down and was carted off early in practice with an apparent leg injury.
Yeah, he got rolled up on, not something that you want to see, especially this early in camp, a guy going down with a possible knee injury. MRI results are pending. However, it's one of those positions where you do, you know, appreciate the fact that some other guys are going to get reps, like Adam Gotsis and guys along those, that defensive line, Jared Krick being another guy who should earn some extra reps. So, yes, it's sad to see Vance Walker go down in the manner that he did. However, you need to think that Gotsis and Krick can take advantage of some of those extra reps.
Yeah, and Vase, what had you been seeing from Vance Walker? He already had some big shoes to fill with Malik Jackson not being here this year.
He had big shoes to fill, but he filled them very well, I thought. He'd played very well throughout training camp. He had some back issues over the last couple of weeks, so they kind of monitored his reps, but he was clearly a number one defensive end. He was playing like, it looked like he was playing the best football of his career in his second year in this defensive scheme. So really, you know, a tough break. We'll see what the MRI reveals, but if it's something extended, you know, Jared Crick's going to have to step up. Adam Gotsis, maybe a guy like Billy Wynn, a veteran they brought in a few weeks ago when Phil Taylor went down, he might have to do something as well.
Yeah, plenty of depth along the defensive line. The MRI is still pending, but clearly his teammates are concerned about him.
Fingers crossed, you know, when that happens. Didn't really see it. It was one of the early plays in practice. I think he and Max were tied up, and he went down. So, we just got to see. We sit here and hope for the best.
And since we reported back in the offseason, man, he had a different approach to himself because he knew he had big shoes to fill. And he was doing a great job. Like I said, he was having a great camp, man. And so, like I said, you hate to see things like that happen. And like I said, let's just hope that he's all right, man. That's all we can hope for.
We're all hoping for the best there for Vance Walker as we wait to find out how bad the leg injury is. And guys, day 19 of training camp, player of the day?
It's not sexy. It's you know, it's not, you know, somebody who's under the radar. It's Demaryius Thomas for me, just because I think we've seen Demaryius a couple times when they've been in pads, hasn't really been able to establish a rhythm throughout an entire training period. And I thought he did that today. I thought he looked really good in one-on-one drills and in team. I thought he looked composed. I thought he looked very, very in rhythm with each of the quarterbacks that he was with, whether it be Lynch, Simeon, or Sanchez. So I think that Demaryius Thomas, even though, you know, it's a guy that we expect to be there on Sundays and expect to make the big plays, I think he's really shown a lot of consistency over the past 24 hours.
And DT talking about having regained focus this season. Already saw him have the touchdown against the Bears in preseason game number one. Mace, you're a guy for today?
Yeah, Trevor Siemian. And he was the guy throwing Demaryius Thomas a fair amount of those passes, of course, because Siemian got the bulk of the first team repetitions. But he looked good. I thought this might have been Simeon's best day of training camp, because there have been times where he's leaned a little bit too much on the check down, but today was really stretching the field deep, did a good job finding Emmanuel Sanders early in the team period. And then two plays later, I thought maybe his Trent Siemian's best play that I've seen from him. You know, he's on the play fake. He's fading back. Derek Wolfe and Shane Ray are bearing down on him, and does a very good job to step back and do a little sidestep to get away and get to where he can see downfield. He finds Jordan Norwood for a deep strike. That's the kind of poise under pressure that you need to see, and it's the kind of play that Siemian needs to make if he wants to win the job.
So two offensive guys there for the player of the day. For me, it's the coach of the day, head coach Gary Kubiak. Of course, it was his birthday today, turning 55 years old. Doesn't look a day over 29, maybe.
I was going to say 25. Absolutely. Why go 29?
24 years coaching, 10th as an NFL head coach this season is. Mm-hmm. He's 78-70. And after practice, some of his guys were able to wish him a happy birthday.
Coach Kubiak, happy 55th birthday. Reached the speed limit there. Congratulations. Thanks for all you do for our team.
Happy birthday, Coach Kub. Congrats on turning 55 today, man.
We would also like to wish head coach Gary Kubiak a happy birthday.
Absolutely.
Here's a little face of the mace for you right here. Oldest coach in the NFL?
That would be Pete Carroll.
And how old?
He turns, I think, 65 next month.
Oh, my gosh. Mace is a machine.
Him. Can't get
64
him.
64 years old. Second oldest?
Oh, man. Bruce Arians?
Well, Bruce Arians, he's 63.
Okay.
This guy wears a hoodie often.
Oh, Belichick.
Belichick, yeah, 63 there. So he's the second oldest coach in the NFL. Of course, head coach Gary Kubiak, 55, doing pretty well for himself there.